Chapter 14, Understanding the Interview Process. People are not your most important asset. The right people are. So when I talk of right people, hiring the right person for the right kind of job is something that is important. I may have a whole lot of people, right? But I want the correct talent to be hired. I want people in that specific field. So the right people can definitely be an asset. What is an interview? An interview is a structured conversation where one candidate will ask questions and another candidate will answer them. So can we say that an interview is a formal, detailed conversation between the interviewer and the interviewee? When I say formal, detailed conversation, the interview is actually conducted to select the right candidate for the right job. So the focus is on skills, qualifications, aptitude, abilities, all of it. According to Murphy and Peck, an interview is a conversation with a purpose. So there has to be an outcome. The outcome is that we hire or we are looking to hire an IT professional, for example, right? So it aims at getting a truthful response from a candidate. So see, we have to recognize that an interview has many components. When I talk of an interview having many components, it is about the fact that we are hiring because we need skillful people. We are hiring because these are the requirements of our organization. We are hiring candidates and we assume that the information given by candidates, it is genuine information. It is authentic information. Of course, there may be steps to verify certain aspects, right? But we want genuine people in that particular field. So it is a formal interaction. When I say formal interaction, that means you can talk of interaction or communication that goes in a very systematic and structured way. You can talk of communication that goes in a manner whereby the focus is give and take of information. You can talk of information which is as per the requirements. So questions asked as per the requirements, answers given as per the requirements. So the interviewer will ask questions to evaluate the suitability of the candidate for the job. Now, when I talk of the interviewer, what is the interviewer really expecting? If they're looking for someone in the field of HR, say an HR executive, so then we talk of the requirements as per that. So we need to understand the suitability and the requirement. We also need to understand when we interview, we talk of technical skills, analytical skills, we could focus on problem solving skills, we could ask questions related to teamwork. So a lot of aspects can be discussed. Because when I talk suitability of the candidate, it depends on a lot of aspects. It is not only related to that particular field, it is much more than that. So whatever field you're being hired for, that is important. But it is much more than that. When I say it means the requirements could be much more than that. So it's an overview. That's what it is. Understanding the interview process. What is the importance of an interview? It is a selection process which helps the employer to understand the skills of the candidates. When I say it is a selection process, so definitely, we're living in very competitive times. Interviews are a part of life. we are living in times where job requirements are much higher. So for example, take someone in the field of social media. The demand may be higher today than compared to many years back. So interviews keep happening. Interviews are a part of day-to-day life. It is up to us how to, you know, take the opportunity to ideally be selected. And from the interviewer's point of view, they want a candidate who has the right potential and who has the right talent. So when I am talking from the interviewer's point of view, that individual with the right potential and talent is required. When I talk from the interviewee's point of view, the one who's come to give the interview, that candidate will want to be selected. Now, if that candidate wants to be selected, then how is that candidate expressing his skills? See, you might have everything on paper in the sense you've been a topper, you've done very well in your exams, you worked before, so you have experience. But eventually, how have you been able to express your skills, your talents, your qualifications? How have you been able to put forward your experiences? That is something that needs to be looked into. Because eventually, an interview which you give, you have to convince them. And you can only convince them if you have that ability and skill to express your information in a manner which they feel is appropriate. Express your information in a manner which they feel is appropriate. So in this formal meeting, the interviewer will ask questions to get information from the candidate. When I say the interviewer will ask questions to get information from the candidate, based on how you give the information, based on your ability to, hear this properly, based on your ability to convince them that you are a worthy candidate. How will you convince them that you're a worthy candidate? By expressing yourself in a unique way. See, every individual has something unique about himself or herself. So can I convince them about my traits in a unique manner? How should I be different from the other candidates? What is it that I need to say which probably will make them feel I'm the right candidate? So all this depends on me. Because I too have to have those skills to present myself well. Then it's going to be worthwhile. So on all fronts, I need to be prepared. What fronts, for example, doing enough research about the company? What fronts, what are they looking for versus what skills do I have? Is it aligned? Are they going to be convinced with what answers I give? There may be many candidates like me. So what is it that is meant to be unique from my side, and that is what they want to hear? Does it match? All these aspects I have to be ready with. So the employer will probe the candidate and gather necessary information for the hiring process. You know, the hiring process is a highly streamlined process. The hiring process focuses on building a rapport, depending, of course, on the interviewer and the interviewee. The hiring process will focus on how to really see to it that we cannot let go of this particular candidate. So if that is what you want as a candidate, then you also have to be equally able to influence the mind of the interviewer. So when we talk of an interview, as discussed, it is a formal communication between two parties to understand the skills, aptitude, and ability, which I've discussed. Now we talk of the objectives of the interview. The most important goal of an interview is to hire the right person for the right job. So, when I talk of verifying that the data provided by the candidate is accurate and correct, verifying that the data provided by the candidate is accurate and correct, you could check the references, right? You could confirm with the previous employers. You could ask proof in terms of the academic achievements. So there are ways and means to verify the data put forward by the candidate, right? And this may be a necessary process because you should not, as an interviewer, later on feel that, oh, why did we not verify this? And this is a systematic process and procedure in organizations. So it has to go in that manner where you talk of documentation, verification, etc. Also, what is very important is that whenever we talk of the data provided by the candidate, it should neither be misleading, nor false, nor exaggerated. Any information or data provided by you should be factual, correct. It should not be a lie. That means anything that you've communicated, it should not be a lie. Please be careful. Because once you lie, and if you're caught, it reflects very poorly on you. And why to lie? Why not wait till you get something which you really want instead of lying and, you know, creating a mess for yourself? So it is very important that whatever information you've given verbally, that too is 100% correct. You know, at the end of the day, you are answerable also to your own self. When you lie, you could be answerable to your own self. You could be questioning yourself. So it is very important that you speak facts. And again, this is in your control. You know, how I conduct myself, what I say, how do I respond, my basic manners or etiquette, the ability to have eye contact, the ability to sit confidently, the ability that you walk in, as soon as you walk in for the interview, you have eye contact with the interviewer, which shows your level of confidence. All this you need to work on. The more confident you are, the better it is for you. But please do not be overconfident, because the moment you are overconfident, it will reflect very poorly on you. Neither should you be underconfident, because that will also not be appreciated. So be balanced in terms of your behavior. Another crucial aspect for any interview is that, does the individual possess any technical skills or expertise as per the requirement? Definitely, you have to be there for the interview assuming that you have the skills and the requirements. So you need to, what we do is, when we go for interviews, we kind of prepare to an extent. We don't mug up answers and give answers, not at all. But we kind of prepare as to how should I put forward my answers. If they're looking for a marketing professional, what if they're looking for a marketing professional? So how am I ready with that kind of an answer which will make them feel I can do very well in the field of marketing? So that skill, where you're a powerful orator, the ability to convince, persuade, being dynamic, etc. So you have to have all those points ready, but never mug up and go. What we say is, you could practice, say, in front of the mirror, practice talking aloud. What we say is, you can record what you're talking, so you will understand your tone, because your tone will define your level of confidence. So, you know, those aspects you need to look into. That is my tone going haywire, or is my tone showing that confidence? That again is up to you. Questioning the interviewee's goals and does it align with the organization's goals is a crucial objective. What is the mission, vision of that organization? Are your goals in alignment with that of the organization? What is the organization really all about? Does their thought process match with yours? That means, what is that organization and what about you? Everything has to be on the same page. So the goals are very important. Then we talk of getting an insight into the candidate's suitability for the job, the candidate's personality, attitude, communication skills, rational thinking. Now, when I talk of personality, personality is how you behave, your thought process, your emotions. That's what personality is. So do you seem to be a motivated personality, a personality driven with goals, or are you a personality who's very relaxed? That'll show up during the course of the interview. You know, how much ever you may pretend, facts will surface with the way you talk, with the way you communicate. So your communication skills, are you able to word it apt, 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 perfect? That's what it means. Attitude is the way you think, feel, and behave. So are we looking for someone who has your personality and attitude? Are we looking for someone who has the skills, personality, and attitude? Are you able to use your rational thought process where you talk of using your logic? And especially when it comes to interviews, or even when it comes to where you're working, it is important to focus on logic rather than emotions. There is really no place for emotions when we talk of dealing with work, or when we talk of even giving an interview, right? Because the practical side has to show up, right, in a person. So an interview can also help enhance the company's image and reputation to the candidate. How can an interview do that? When you talk of your company, what is exceptional about your company, the profits, when you talk of how you have been responsible as a company that is more than 70 years old, and when you talk of how ideally, you know, people in the company are contributing towards the progress and growth, how you appreciate the people who are employed, you know, ways and means to enhance the image. Recently, the company got an award for its outstanding performance, for example. So all that can be shared. Of course, if the candidate, which the candidate must go through the website too, because that website is also going to be informative. But all these will points related to the organization, its success, its profits, turnover, all that will also make an impression and impact on your mind, which will help you to progress. An interview can actually create a scope to let the candidate ask questions regarding the company or the position. Definitely, very confidently, the candidate can ask what is really going to be expected out of him or her if hired. What is the progress in terms of growth? What are the career opportunities for the candidate? All this can definitely be asked. Lastly, verifying if the candidate is fit for the company culture and work ethics. Ethics is very crucial to any organization. It is important to figure out the intentions of that candidate. It is important to understand if that candidate will be able to adapt to the work environment. It is important to understand if the candidate will selflessly work. And when I talk of selflessly work, that means not create an impression or get involved in any activity which will be against the ethics and principles of that company. Every organization will have certain principles, policies, rules, regulations, and you have to abide by that. So it is very important that you give proper attention to it. So when I talk of work ethics, for example, keeping certain information confidential and private, say sensitive information about that organization, that can be considered as work ethics. Or work ethics from point of view of a candidate, that candidate will probably feel that he or she has always done this. He or she, when he has to prepare for a long day at work, arrive early, plan the day ahead, focus on the tasks that require priority, right? So somewhere it is about you focusing on work ethics, and this will also show your level of dedication and commitment. So when we talk of an interview, you can get the chance or opportunity to express what you have to and what you must. See, the biggest advantage of an interview is to really show your dedication, commitment and willingness. Because if dedication, commitment and willingness is seen, then it means that you're really a candidate then it means you're really a candidate worthy of being hired. Now we talk of the types of interviews. When we talk of formal interview, it is a structured and organized conversation between the interviewer and the candidate. When I talk of structured and organized conversation, what do we mean by that? The questions go and the answers come in. It is a very systematic procedure whereby, the interviewer will ask questions and the interviewee will respond. And maybe the questions are pre-planned. Maybe the questions are put forward in that specific manner to get maximum information out of you to take a decision whether then you should be hired or not. Formal interview will also have a formal setting. When I talk of a formal interview, it means you have to be dressed accordingly. When I talk of a formal interview, your presentation skills will come into picture. When I say presentation skills, how you talk, how you're seated, how you are presenting yourself, are you looking neat and tidy? That is why it is important that you reach. I always suggest and request reach 20 minutes before. Because once you reach, first you will take 10 minutes to just freshen up. And then another 10 minutes, because then you want to get seated where you're expected to be seated by the time you get into the cabin. So you have some time to just look around, understand, get the feel of the place. I personally feel that is important. You can be very confident, but this is something you need to look into. So it is best that you reach early. And another very important point is that when you reach early, you also get some time to freshen up, right? You might want to comb your hair. You might want to see that, are you looking fine? All this is necessary, right? The first impression plays a very important role. So you must give yourself that kind of time to reach well in advance. So for formal interview, the interviewer will have a list of predetermined questions. Next is informal interview. It is a non-formal interview and can take place in a neutral setting such as a cafe. Now, for a non-formal interview or informal interview, the focus is not about giving exceptional answers. The focus is about the setting. So it may be, for example, as they say, in a cafe. Also, when you talk of the questions and answers, definitely I would yet say that an interview is something that is important. But when we talk of informal interview, It's also about the setting, the place. But what can be looked into when we talk of informal interview? Okay, so we have an example here. Come and have an informal conversation chat about your role. So they want information about what exactly has been your work experience. If we are looking to hire an executive in the field of accounts, so an accounts executive, what exactly have you done so far, right? So the conversation will be such that it can be also friendly communication. That means the way you put forward your information. But I personally feel the moment I use the word interview, even if it's informal, I yet feel I need to answer in a manner which will make them feel convinced. So even if I have gone for an interview at a cafe, I needed to answer appropriately, and at the end of it, they said, okay, we are ready to hire you. So it's only that there's a difference in the place or the environment, and rest is up to you how you conduct yourself. Now see, when it's mentioned you come and have an informal conversation or chat about your role, it is yet about what you can contribute if you're hired. It is yet about what is your role. It is yet about what are your, you know, specific qualifications. It could be based on all of that. So it can be conducted at the employer's office too. See, when you read about informal interview, various books, various articles will have various aspects related to it. In the sense, explanation could be variable. Sorry, in the sense, explanation could be varied. But at the end of it, I personally feel I yet have to somewhere convince them. I yet need to let them know what I am capable of as a candidate. I yet need to make them aware that I am worthy of being hired. That is what is important for me. When I talk of panel interview, it takes place when two or more people interview a candidate at the same time. Now, what is important for panel interview? When two or more candidates, say three candidates, are interviewing me, what is important? While I answer, say person A has asked me a question. While I answer, I look at person A. The moment I start answering, I look at person A, because person A has asked me a question, then I also look at person B and person C. I cannot just make them feel that it's one-on-one interview. I need to have eye contact with all. The same way, when person B asks me a question, I start answering and I first look at person B, but then I also look at person C, I also look at person A. It is very important. Now, what is the focus when we talk of panel interview? Each person will have, each interviewer, that means the one who's taken your interview, each interviewer will have a different perception and perspective in relation to the information given by you. When I say each interviewer, each interviewer will have a different perspective to the answer given by you, that means they all three will have varied views about you as a person. They all three could have something in common as far as information about you is gathered. That will depend and decide based on how you conduct yourself. So panel interviews can include HR specialists, managers, supervisors, and other decision makers of the sequential interviews. A candidate meets with multiple interviewers, one after the other. Sequential, so in sequence. In this type of interview, the interviewers will ask more or less the same set of repeated questions to see if the interviewee will respond in the same manner. Now, the very fact you're asked the same repeated questions, that means somewhere definitely they want to see that are you digressing or having different answers? Or is it that you're consistent with the answers you give? Here it is very important. You have to be consistent with the answers. For example, at 10 o'clock in the morning when you were asked, it seems that you took a 1 year gap between your work. Can you tell us why? You just brushed it off aside by saying, well, there were personal commitments. Then at 2 o'clock when you were asked that question, that it seems that you had something important that you took a break. So you'll say, yes, I was studying for exams. So these are contradictory answers. Be consistent with what you say. And I personally feel that only when you want to lie, you will give different answers. If you want to be genuine and honest, you will give the same answers. Then I talk of group interviews. So before I go to group interviews, one more point with sequential interviews, that these are interviews which take place all throughout the day. They take place with people in different departments. And the focus is then to understand you. So someone from department A, then someone from department B, then someone from department C. Different people from different departments will take your interview. But it's consecutive, one after the other. So to definitely understand you as an individual. Next, when I talk of group interviews, it involves a large number of people being interviewed at the same time. The focus for this type of interview is on interpersonal skills, how you communicate, how you present yourself, your ability to interact, your ability to have the convincing power, your ability to somewhere make them feel that you are a confident person, you have a positive self-esteem. Then you talk of teamwork, problem-solving skills, decision-making skills. Definitely, do you have the ability to resolve issues? Do you have the ability to, you know, come up with decisions as and when required? Do you have that ability to, understand people who are not really able to get along with one another, but you bring everyone on the same plane? So these are important aspects. An example of group interview can be to interview recent college graduates for entry level positions. So definitely when we talk of your interpersonal skills, see, these ability to work in a team, ability to come up with solutions, ability to take decisions as and when required, all this is a necessity. You have to be able to do all this. Next is situational interviews. They ask the interviewee, ask the interviewee to explain how would you react to a hypothetical situation. That means I give you a particular situation. So what will you do if you're confronted by an irate consumer? An irate consumer is someone who's very angry. Or how will you deal with a difficult coworker? So I'm giving you a particular situation and then I'm expecting a response from you that how will you deal with it? So I assume that when I'm asking you this kind of a question, it's hypothetical. So it's a situation which we create at that juncture and we expect an answer from you. So for example, an irate consumer, someone who's angry. Firstly, I need to understand why is the consumer angry? What is it that is bothering him or her? Talk to him or her and understand what is the problem and give them a suggestion or some way to deal with that problem so that a solution comes up. Right? So it is very important. Or when I talk of how will you deal with a difficult coworker, I will put in all the effort to actually understand why is she or he not being friendly and being difficult. I will put in effort to develop a rapport and bonding. I will put in effort to, work together so that my coworker feels that, okay, there is a sense of belongingness out here in this organization. So coming up with ways and means to deal with situations and people.